Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie along with Troy Anderson, author of several books, including The Military Guide to Armageddon and The Babylon Code. The Babylon Code you wrote with Paul McGuire. Tell us about this and your thoughts on this one, Troy.
Yeah, so when Paul and I started working on this book, I think it was like 2013 or so, in one of my conversations he mentioned that there's a code in the Bible, and that sort of caught my attention. And as we delved into this, there's many mysteries throughout the Bible, and one of the most enigmatic is called Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. And the book Revelation sort of takes the entire Bible, in fact, much of the imagery from the Old Testament, and sort of condenses it all in this one, phantasmagoria of a book that talks about the end times. And so we started exploring this, and if you remember back in Genesis, it talks about the Tower of Babel story. And so, after the flood, the people of God had told people to scatter across the earth, but they gathered in what's now modern-day Iraq and built this great tower. And there's some, speculation this could have some kind of, astrological significance, some kind of worship, maybe even some kind of spiritual portal, something like that. That could bring entities from other dimensions into our plane. But, the story talks about this Tower of Babel, essentially the Nimrod that helped create the first sort of bringing the world together, the first time they had sort of a one world, government, economic system, religion. And so, and then throughout the Bible, you have all these references to Babylon. It's the second most referenced city other than Jerusalem throughout the Old Testament. And then it reemerges as this mystery Babylon, Revelation 17, 18. And so the Babylon Code sort of unpacks this mystery. What is this all about? What is this final system that's ultimately destroyed, towards the end of the book Revelation? And is it some kind of occult connections to it? Is it some kind of belief system? Is it a world government? And so that the book explores all that, and then it features all this, interviews of all kinds of great experts and documentation and sort of unpack this mystery.
And is there anything supernatural about the Babylon Code?
Oh, yeah. It's a very supernatural thing. Essentially, what we conclude without, trying to give away too much is that there's going to, the Bible talks about this end-time religious system that'll emerge, and the Antichrist and false prophet will preside over this global religion, this global government system and an economic system. It says in Revelation 13, you can't buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. And so, you know, today we're seeing, you know, all these technologies and you know, things that could be precursors for this system. I mean, for the first time in history, we have, you know, microchip implants and, you know, all these the different things we're seeing today. And even, you know, people are now calling that you literally can't build, we won't be able to buy and sell unless you do certain things today. So we're seeing this kind of thing emerging and push for it. And so, you know, the question we look at in this book is, are we moving into this mystery Babylon system?
Well, a lot of people think the mark of the beast could be all kinds of things. Some people even think that it might be the vaccine, the way they're forcing people to, you know, mandate these. You know, they just announced today that the military, everybody's got to get shots. Now, I was in the Navy for 9 years. They mandated shots then. I mean, I got a malaria shot, Troy, that swelled my arm up for 3 days. I mean, it was horrible. But the military, I guess, has that right to do that. And but when you look at the mark of the beast, or you can't buy, you can't sell, which is in Revelation, what does that mean to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we come to a point where, you know, you can't buy or sell unless you take this mark of the beast, you know, of course the Bible warns if you do take this, you'll, you know, you'd be eternally lost. But, you know, this is one of the great concerns that people have today with everything you're seeing, you know, with the vaccines and everything. You know, could this be some kind of precursor, or is the international deep state sort of testing us, seeing how far they can push things? You know, are there things set, you know, planned for the future that could actually implement some kind of system like this with, you know, artificial intelligence, electronic banking, all these surveillance state, you know, the loss of freedoms we're seeing, you know, it's not out of the question that, you know, there could be something like this developed. You know, you've got China with their social credit scores. You know, we may have some kind of shadow system like that now, or at least, you know, there may be interest in doing something like that here too. You know, the Bible warns this would happen, and so we're seeing the beginning signs of this, but, you know, nobody's, you know, there's no way to tell right now what exactly it might be, and nobody knows that. It's, you know, we're perhaps seeing signs of this.
After you wrote one of your other books, retired U.S. Army chaplain and Colonel David Giamona got a hold of you and asked you to help him write the book, which ended up being The Military Guide to Armageddon is all about. Now, we're looking at all kinds of things happening. As you were on hold during my news segment, we're talking about Afghanistan. What a disaster that is, Troy.
Yeah, I mean, that whole situation is a great tragedy. You know, many people are you know, being killed and tortured and these kind of things. And just it's just unbelievable to watch this kind of thing unfold. My co-author, Colonel Giamona, he's been doing quite a few media interviews about this. I talked to him today, and he said that, you know, if the president had listened to some of his military advisors, perhaps the situation could have been handled better. You know, there's a lot of questions about what's really happening here and why this has transpired like it is. So, it's just a terrible tragedy.
It sure is. So let's talk a little bit about The Military Guide to Armageddon. Tell me about that title.
So what happened is, after the second book with Paul McGuire and I came out in early 2018, retired U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona got a hold of me out of the blue, and he said he'd been working on a book then called The Making of a Warrior. And so he asked me to help him, you know, write this book and do interviews and that kind of thing. And it just struck me that, you know, because the first two books were trying to sort of wake up the country. You know, this stuff appears to be happening. We felt, you know, it was part of our job to help wake up people, but it didn't really seem to be happening. And so when the colonel called me, I thought to myself, I knew about these polls that show, you know, I think it's like 70-80% of the public highly respects the military. And so I thought to myself, If America and the church will listen to anybody about what's really happening, they'll listen to a retired colonel. And so I agreed to help him write this book. We ended up changing the title to The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. And what this book does is it takes you through all the different things the Bible talks about, how to get ready for something like this, how to, if we really are moving into these times, you know, you know, one of the key things, essentially draw closer to God, you know, rely on the power of God to, you know, get us through this faith. And we also have a chapter in there on just practical things on prepping, you know, the kind of, you know, physical, financial, you know, those kind of things you might need to weather any kind of disaster that's coming. And so, so this book sort of takes the colonel's 3 decades of military wisdom and, you know, what I've learned over a career in journalism and sort of combines it together and how we're going to, you know, navigate this this period of time.
We have a responsibility in Afghanistan to those supporters who supported us for 20 years when we came in there. And we just seem to be leaving most of them behind at the mercy of the Taliban. And we know what kind of butchers they are, Troy.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. I mean, this sends the most terrible message you could possibly send to, you know, countries that are hostile towards us: China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. You know, is China, you know, could this expedite their plans to invade Taiwan? Could that result in some big war? Could we see more situations in Iraq? I mean, when you have a weak situation like this, where it's, you know, our military is being portrayed in a weak fashion, it just emboldens, you know, our enemies. And so this, the world just became a much more dangerous place because of, you know, the mistakes that are made in this situation.
How do you think Vladimir Putin would have handled the situation if planes hit tall buildings in Moscow? How do you think he would have reacted?
Oh, he'd react, you know, in a very strong fashion, I would imagine.
I think he would have leveled Tora Bora, where they said bin Laden was hiding.
Yeah, but most certainly. You know, we need strong leadership in our presidency and in our military right now, and we just don't have it, and it's a dangerous situation.
What is the Battle Ready Ministries?
So the colonel and I formed Battle Ready Ministries to essentially go to different churches, different conferences, and sort of take people through this curriculum that we put together. It's a 2 to 3 day session, series of, you know, trainings. And, you know, help people get ready, help sort of tell people what's sort of happening and what the Bible says about how to get ready. And we've had a phenomenal response at one church we spoke at. Nearly the entire congregation came forward to dedicate their lives as battle-ready warriors of God. So we've been going around all year long speaking at different places.
Now let's talk a little bit more about what you were talking about, the Mark of the Beast and the other situations that are happening. You've talked about that the greatest evidence of biblical prophecy might be the technology. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so for the first time in history, we actually have these technologies where you could have this Mark of the Beast system. You know, we've got the surveillance state. I mean, you know, with social media now, the kind of censorship we're seeing, you know, the sort of the deep state sort of revealing their hand on, you know, could this be some kind of, you know, long-term plan to, you know, gather tons of information. So, you know, plus everywhere you go, there's cameras recording everything. You know, the NSA and similar agencies around the world record, you know, our text messages, our phone calls, and everything we pretty much do online. And so we live in the most intense surveillance state that's ever existed in history. I mean, Hitler, you know, he couldn't even, you know, what they had in Nazi Germany doesn't even compare to what a potential, you know, tyrant could access and use against us today. At the same time, with artificial intelligence, there's verses in the Bible that talk about, like, the image of the beast and worshiping the image and things like that, that, you know, could that refer to some kind of, you know, artificial intelligence, some kind of computer system? You know, could the Antichrist be some kind of, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, transhuman, you know, something along those lines? There's some speculation about that. And so, but the main thing is that for the first time in history, you have all these technologies, so you could actually have this system, and you could have a global, you know, dictator that could control this system with the surveillance state and governments and, you know, the whole apparatus we have. So that, I think that's one of the greatest evidences that, you know, we very well maybe moving into this period of history that the Bible talks about.
Are there people who know that this is happening also, Troy, that are in the know and they're just making it happen?
Well, I think what's happening here is that there's, because so many people are starting to wake up to, you know, all these strange things happening in our world. I mean, the world's become a very strange and weird place in the last few years, and a lot of people have noticed it. And so I think what's part of what's happening is the elite or the deep state, whatever you want to call them, these you know, people behind these secret societies and all the, you know, interconnected organizations that are part of this, the Bilderberg Group and Council on Foreign Relations and all these different, I mean, there's United Nations, there's tons of them. And I think they've become concerned that people are waking up, and so maybe they're sort of accelerating their plan, appears to be what's happening now. And so I think that's part of what we're seeing now.
Does biblical prophecy talk about mass destruction?
So this is another thing. So also, for the first time in history, we really have the ability to blow up the entire world with bombs, and now we've got all kinds of these bioweapons and, you know, biowarfare and chemical warfare and, you know, bombs that can blow up, you know, half the West Coast and the East Coast. And, you know, the technologies we've developed are just, and the weaponry is, you know, we have, you know, the Bible talks about the elements burning with fervent heat, people like sort of melting in place. And Revelation 17:18 talks about, you know, mystery Babylon being, you know, destroyed with fire in 1 hour. And it says that the merchants of the world who became rich off of trading with whoever this is, maybe, you know, America is one of the speculations, from a distance watch her burn for fear of her torments. You know, so could that be, you know, like a description of some kind of nuclear attack? So there's all these things in the Bible that sort of refer to these kind of, you know, weapons that we now have for the first time. And a friend of mine, he was talking to a general at NORAD, and the general told him, we're looking at all these like major dangers in the world, you know, the Yellowstone supervolcano, nuclear war, extreme climate change, the Cascadia subduction zone, just sort of on and on. And he said, we really don't understand why, you know, more bad things haven't happened, essentially. And he says, it's almost like some kind of invisible force is holding it back.
We've been lucky so far.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. And, you know, because there's been many times where we came very close to, you know, launching nuclear missiles, been many near misses, many mistakes made, and, you know, somehow we haven't done it. But now the world's becoming more dangerous on the nuclear front because you've got more, you know, hostile actors with these weapons, especially, you know, Iran. And, you know, we were under threat by North Korea just a couple of years ago. So very volatile situation in the world.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.